Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fight over snacks leads to arrest for domestic battery. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 78-year-old man contacted the Gillette Police Department after a man knocked on his door with blood on his face asking for help. At 10:44 p.m. on Saturday night, officers responded to a report of a 27-year-old man who said he was hit in the face by his live-in boyfriend after a fight over who had purchased some snacks, according to Captain Jason Marquis. Officers located the boyfriend at his residence on Warren Avenue. The 39-year-old man told them there had been a verbal argument over who had purchased the snacks. He said he had tried to stop the 27-year-old from leaving the house by grabbing his arm, causing him to fall backwards. During the fall, the 27-year-old grabbed the 39-year-old's head, ripping out his earring. The 27-year-old had visible signs of injury, including a bloody nose, bloody lip, and a 1-inch cut in his mouth. Officers arrested the 39-year-old for domestic violence battery and was transported to the Campbell County Jail without incident. The Joint Appropriations Committee of the Wyoming Legislature is conducting budget hearings beginning this Thursday. Each state agency or department making a supplemental budget request will appear before the committee, according to the release from Ryan Foster of the Wyoming Legislation Service Office. If an agency believes it needs additional funding or needs a funding reduction for the approved 2023-24 biennial budget, it must present their request to the JAC. The committee will then approve, deny, or modify each request. During the 2023 general session, the legislature will debate and approve the supplemental budget. The session will convene on January 10th. The hearings will take place at the Wyoming State Capitol on Thursday and Friday, as well as December 12th through the 16th. A live video stream will be available on the Wyoming Legislature YouTube channel, and the full schedule of the hearings and materials are available on their website at wyoleg.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.